you. If you've been following along with us throughout Advent, you've probably heard us talk about peace, about hope, and today we're talking about joy. And if you're a Christian, you're probably thinking, yeah, I know these terms, they come up every Advent. But if you're not a Christian, you might be thinking, what does this have to do with Christmas? I mean, hope and peace and joy, I don't experience that at Christmas. Like maybe I experience it when I open gifts, but I sure don't experience it when the in-laws show up or when my kids wake up early or any number of things happen around the Christmas season, right? So if you're wondering how joy relates to Christmas, in today's message, our senior pastor, McGray DeVega, is gonna unpack this story of a woman from first century Palestine whose name is Mary, who God actually shows up to in some mysterious way and says, hey, you're gonna bear a child and this child's gonna be named Jesus. And her response to that is to sing a song. And not just any song, a song that connects way back into her ancient religious upbringing. Now this might be more than you ever knew about the Bible, but it's really interesting because she's being asked to be involved in the story of God's work in the world, and she responds to it with joy. Now that may not be your response to when God asks you to get involved in something. Maybe God's asked you to get involved in something and you've gone, I don't know, not for me. But listen to this message and see if it ignites something in you, and maybe you hear God talking to you, again, whether you're a Christian or not, about how you can be involved in God's work this Christmas season.
Let's pray together. Oh God, open our eyes to empathy, curiosity, and humility, that we might be generous and compassionate toward others and ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. When the angel Gabriel greeted Mary, his first words to her were, "Rejoice, favored one, the Lord is with you." And on this third Sunday of Advent, often called Gaudete Sunday, the Latin word for rejoice, we hear God call us to have a heart full of joy as we approach Christmas. After all, that is what the angels told the shepherds. This is good news of great joy for all people. This should be a season of joy, except, well, Mary's immediate response to the angel was not joy. Luke tells us that she felt confused in that moment, and it is the angel who tells us what Mary was really feeling. Fear. The angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. God is honoring you." So it may be that as you approach Christmas this year, you are far from feeling the kind of joy that God wants for your life. And as you think about it, you may discover that your biggest obstacle to joy is also fear. Maybe it's fear of not having enough, or a fear of not being enough. Or it could be a fear of the next bad thing happening to you, or to someone you love, or to the world. So, what is it that can move us from fear to joy? This past week, I was scanning through my television channels and stumbled on the classic, beloved show, A Charlie Brown Christmas. It's one of the most popular holiday shows ever produced, and has been a staple for many of us ever since childhood. If you haven't watched it yet this December, I encourage you to. In watching it this past week, I realized just how beautifully it captures both the spirit and the message of Luke chapters 1 and 2. Because when the show opens, Charlie Brown is completely joyless. He's talking to Linus, you know, his best friend, about how he is feeling. Charlie says, "I think there must be something wrong with me, Linus. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel. I just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I like getting presents and sending Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that, but I'm still not happy. I always end up feeling depressed." And Linus says, "Charlie Brown, you're the only person I know who can take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem." And Linus concludes, "Maybe Lucy's right. Of all the Charlie Browns in the world, you're the Charlie Browniest." Such a great opening scene. And it may be what many of us are feeling. And it may be a sliver of what Mary was feeling. Despite the angel's good news to her, Mary was instead confused, puzzled, fearful. So Charlie Brown decides to talk to another one of his friends. It's Linus's sister, Lucy. You know her. She's the strong, fearless advice giver, and on occasion, the football take-awayer. Lucy has set up her iconic therapist stand, advertising psychiatric help for 5 cents. So Charlie sits down and pays her the nickel, and then Lucy launches on this riotous exchange with him, exploring what Charlie Brown may be afraid of. Lucy says, "All right now, what seems to be your trouble?" Charlie says, "I feel depressed. I know I should be happy, but I'm not." Lucy says, "Well, as they say on TV, the mere fact that you realize you need help indicates you are not too far gone. I think we'd better pinpoint your fears. If we can figure out what you're afraid of, we can label it. Are you afraid of responsibility? If you are, then you have hypengaiophobia." Charlie says, "I don't think that's quite it." Lucy says, "How about cats? If you're afraid of cats, you have aulurophasia. Charlie says, "Well, sort of, but I'm not sure." Lucy says, "Are you afraid of staircases? If you are, then you have climacophobia. Or maybe you have thalassophobia. That's the fear of the ocean. Or gyrophobia, which is the fear of crossing bridges. Or maybe you have pantophobia. Do you think you have pantophobia?" Charlie says, "What's pantophobia?" And Lucy says, "The fear of everything." And Charlie says, "That's it." "Actually, Lucy," he says, "my trouble is Christmas. I just don't understand it. Instead of feeling happy, I feel sort of let down." Then Lucy gives Charlie this prescription. And as it turns out, it's the same prescription that the angel gave Mary. Lucy says, "You need involvement. You need to get involved in some real Christmas project," she says. So Lucy then convinces Charlie Brown to be the director in the local Christmas play. And Charlie agrees. In Luke 1, the angel offers Mary an invitation to get involved in the most important Christmas project ever. Not to be the director of a small town play, but to be the bearer of the greatest gift the world would ever receive. She, of all people, a young girl with no business being pregnant, would become the mother of the Messiah, the Theotokos, as the Orthodox Church calls her, the bearer of God. And she agrees. And starting in that very moment, when she agreed, her emotions shift from fear to joy. She's discovered the joy of obedience to God and the joy of giving herself in service to others. She's pivoted away from being fixated on her internal fears and pivoted toward a life of generosity and adding value to the lives of others. And with just a week away now from celebrating Christmas once again, it's the same pivot that you and I can make. What can you do over these upcoming days to add value to the lives of other people? What can you do to give of yourself freely and joyfully in service to someone else? Here at the church, we have been offering you many ways to give of yourself. You might know a family member or a friend who is feeling joyless themselves this holiday season. And it could be your invitation for them to join you in worship that will be the pivot from fear to joy in their lives. We have the family Christmas service tonight, the Blue Christmas service this Thursday in person and online, Waterworks Park on Friday, and our Christmas Eve services next Sunday. If you're in our area, you might serve as a greeter on Christmas Eve. Someone feeling joyless may see a spark of warmth and welcome in your face as you help them find a place to park or a place to sit or receive candlelight that they'll pass on to others. You might even bring in boxes of cereal to share with our missions partner, Echo, in Brandon. So far, you've brought in about 500 boxes of cereal to help families in need in our area. All of these ways to serve and give are on our Next Steps page on our website, and it can help you pivot from fear to joy, the joy of service. The Holy Spirit has something in mind for you to do, to impact the lives of those around you, not just by purchasing or wrapping or giving a gift to someone, but by becoming a gift to them. Lucy's advice to Charlie Brown is for you as well. You too need involvement. You need to get involved in some real Christmas project. That's the good news that the angel gave to Mary. And the opportunity to serve is what pivoted her life from fear to joy. And that joy was palpable in Mary's life as she ran to meet her cousin Elizabeth in what was an amazing scene in Luke chapter 1. These are two people, Mary and Elizabeth, who by all reasonable expectations should not be pregnant. But here they were. Mary was too young, Elizabeth was too old. Mary just got her school ID card, Elizabeth had her AARP card. Mary wasn't old enough to drive, and Elizabeth probably shouldn't. Mary still had her whole life ahead of her, and Elizabeth couldn't imagine a whole life within her. Yet both of them had this one thing in common. God had gotten them involved. Involved in a special project that would improve the lives of others forever. Mary, by giving birth to the Messiah. Elizabeth, by giving birth to his messenger. So when Mary walks into Elizabeth's house, all heaven breaks loose. Elizabeth bursts out in loud, joyous screaming. Her baby John turns her womb into a bouncy castle, and she exclaims, "God has blessed you, Mary, above all women, and he has blessed the child you carry." And Mary responds with the words of today's scripture reading, the most joyful song in the Gospels. "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Mary and Elizabeth, the two most central figures in the original Christmas story, both transformed from fear to joy after discovering the delight of serving others with love. Which finally brings us back to Charlie Brown and Linus. We've already talked about Charlie Brown's sadness and joylessness throughout the episode. As it turns out, Linus was dealing with some issues too. Throughout the beginning of the episode, the other kids teased Linus for always carrying around that blue security blanket. At one point, Lucy hands Linus the part for him to memorize for the play and tells him, quote, "Linus, you've got to get rid of that stupid blanket. And here, memorize these lines." Linus says, "I can't memorize these lines." Lucy says, "This is ridiculous. Memorize it and be ready to recite when your cue comes." Linus says, "I can't memorize something like this so quickly. Why should I be put through such agony? Give me one good reason why I should memorize this." And Lucy says, "I'll give you 5 good reasons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Linus says, those are good reasons. Christmas is not only getting too commercial, it's getting too dangerous," he says. Well, if you've ever seen a Charlie Brown Christmas, you know what happens. On that stage, amid all the chaos and drama of kids trying to put on a show, the spotlight turns to Linus. He becomes so filled with the joy of sharing the good news, the proclamation of the Christmas story in Luke chapter 2, that his joy overcomes his fear, and he tells the story from memory, word for word, straight from the heart. And you know what else? when Linus gets to the part where the angels visit the shepherds, at the very moment the angel says to the shepherds, "Fear not," Linus drops his security blanket. That symbol for all he is afraid of and worried about in his life, in the face of all the teasing he gets for being nervous and needing that blanket, the very moment the angel says, "Fear not," he lets it go, drops it on the stage, and then shares with the world from memory the good news of great joy for all people. Friends, whatever fears are blocking your joy, take a lesson from Mary and Elizabeth, from Charlie and Linus. Do not be afraid. Give yourself freely in generosity and service to others, because Jesus has done the same for you. Let's pray together. God, thank you for meeting us amid the hopes and fears of all our years. In Christ, you have made your love real to us so that we might experience true joy. Channel that joy into acts of generosity and service so that we might be a reflection of the incarnation, the presence of Christ's light for others. In Jesus' name, amen.
I hope you found this message helpful. If anything, I hope it makes you just want to go back and watch A Charlie Brown Christmas. But if it struck you in a little deeper sense, I hope it makes you want to get involved in your local community or in the Tampa Bay community. If you want to find out more about our church, about Hyde Park, you can go to the notes section below where you can find our next steps page, ways to get connected, ways to get involved, ways to give. And you can also find reflection questions. If you want to dive into this content deeper and talk about it with other people, or just talk about it with the people in your own life, there's some reflection questions to guide your conversation around that. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Matt Hotho, and I'll see you next time.